Let's talk about essential job functions. Those, of course, are the fundamental duties of the position that are either held or sought by an applicant. And the criteria to demonstrate whether a function is essential are outlined at the bottom of page 28 in the materials. There are multiple significant cases in 2018 and 19 on essential job functions. First, is it reasonable to shift essential job functions to other employees? In the Brunkhorst case on page 29, an employee was absent for more than a year after contracting the flesh-eating bacterial infection. During the absence, significantly, the employer reassigned his job duties to other employees and eliminated the position. However, the employer offered the employee a lower-paid position or a severance package. The employee instead demanded to return to the original but eliminated position and sought an additional part-time work for over 120 days and further telework thereafter as alternative accommodations. The doctor's note that he submitted did support part-time work, but never addressed telework at all. In fact, the telework would only be possible if other employees at the location regularly delivered documents to the claimant's home and faxed information to him multiple times a day. The Eighth Circuit held that the ADA does not require other employees to assist someone in completing their essential job functions. If it's an essential function, you need to be able to complete it yourself fully as part of meeting that test. In addition, and significantly for employers, the circuit court strongly rejected, in strong language, the EEOC's enforcement guidance that employers must keep employees' original positions open during an extended leave unless they can demonstrate that it's an undue hardship. The court said an employer is not required to keep the position open indefinitely and affirmed that an employer need only show a legitimate reason for eliminating the position. This is a significant ruling by the court on this important issue. So our lessons in this case are that shifting essential functions to other employees is not reasonable, and that if a doctor's note does not either support or even address an employee's proposed accommodation, the employer can rely upon that doctor's note rather than the employee's subjective assertions in order to deny the request. Now, moving the outline to page 70, and another case on essential functions is the Pegues case. In this situation, a direct care worker at a disabled veteran's home was responsible for a variety of tasks involving significant lifting. After sustaining a back injury, the employee was only cleared for light duty. The employer allowed a trial period of light duty, but the accommodation resulted in disproportionate physical labor burdens on other co-workers. They had to carry the load that this person could not. The Fifth Circuit said that a permanent light duty accommodation in this instance was unreasonable because it removed an essential function of the job and had an adverse impact on co-workers because they had to lift and assist less mobile veterans themselves. Another good decision on the limits of essential job functions. Going back in the outline to page 30, can an employer make changes to an essential job functions which would render a disabled incumbent employee unable to perform the job? In the Stevens case, the employer, Rite Aid, revised wholesale across the board its pharmacist job descriptions. They wanted them to be able to provide immunizations, another revenue generator for Rite Aid, and mandated that they hold an immunization certificate as well as being trained to provide shots. At trial, the pharmacist who claimed disability discrimination was awarded $2 million in damages, but the Second Circuit reversed. The court first gave considerable deference to Rite Aid's judgment on what were essential functions. And it said that an employer may make a business decision to revise an essential function to add or delete even if the disability prevents a current employee from performing that additional function. And the employee's request for others to perform the immunization would have required reassignment of that essential job function, making it unreasonable. Well, what about infrequent tasks? Can those infrequent tasks still be essential job functions? Look at page 33 in the Mylonicki case. An intellectually disabled Walmart employee had worked for 14 years in a maintenance position. The job description included cleaning bathrooms, but the employee was never required to perform this task because another maintenance employee was available to do it. However, after that other maintenance employee ceased working, the claimant was asked to clean the men's bathroom. She refused because she feared being assaulted while in the men's restroom and presented medical documentation that her anxiety disorder prevented certain social interactions, including cleaning the men's restroom. The employee argued that for years she had been working in maintenance without the requirement to perform this responsibility, and that meant that that duty was not a part of her essential job functions. The Tenth Circuit, however, held that an employer which requires an employee to perform only some essential functions, which are still listed on the job description, is not stopped from later claiming that the employee must perform all of those functions under changed circumstances. The key was that Walmart, in this case, demonstrated a business necessity that led to the assignment of this previously ignored task to the complaining employee, and that was the departure of the other maintenance worker.